Evening, because it is. Welcome to the next edition of Keto Chapters. And we've been planning to do this one for months, haven't we? I think this was the first one before lockdown, and then we never got around to doing it. So this podcast is with Gemma Parrott and her daughter, Rosie, who are both ambassadors of Keto Fitness Club. Now, anyway, they weren't when we first met them. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. The idea about these things is you speak as well as I speak. Yeah, so we actually planned to do this. Was it between lockdowns?
Well, we were saying how ironic it is that Gemma's actually the closest to us.
Yes.
And yet is the last ambassador that we've got round to doing an episode with.
I think we were planning to do it and then we got locked down, so we couldn't do it. And then just things took over. So we are still officially in lockdown, so we thought we'd do it now and then don't have to wait. So where do we start?
So I met you guys in February.
It feels so much longer than that, doesn't it?
It seems ages, it seems years. It seems absolute years. But I met you at Chelmsford Keto Workshop.
Yes. It's always an interesting one for us. Because when we turned up, I forgot what village it was in.
There was a crime scene outside.
Crime scene outside, blue tape everywhere, and there had been sort of quite a serious assault.
I think it was two murders or something, wasn't it? Yeah.
Was it? Right, okay.
I think so, yeah.
As we rocked up into the village, which is supposed to be a picturesque Essex village, suddenly blue tape and police everywhere. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that's one of the things random. I remember about that workshop.
Not meeting me.
Well, that as well. But that
good.
As well.
Yeah. Good. So we met there, and I came along with my manager because we'd seen this thing advertised, and we were thinking, well, we might as well book it and see what it's about.
Well, free food, I think, normally brought people to it.
Free food did seem quite good. But I'd actually been doing keto since July 2019.
Right.
And the reason I started it was I went to the doctors, had some blood tests, and they said that I had type 2 diabetes, which I've always been big. I knew that it was coming, but actually them saying, this is it, you've got it, scared me. And the nurse that I spoke to was actually really, really good. And she was telling me about a Mediterranean diet. And she was saying, look, there's a book that you can buy that tells you how many carbs are in all the foods. So my husband was with me at the time. And we both went home and he brought the book for me straight away. So I was then doing some research and came across low carb and keto and decided, actually, that sounds quite good. I can eat cheese, I can eat fat, I can eat cream, and I can lose weight. So I started it, and within 3 months, I'd reversed my diabetes.
Wow.
So it was quite amazing, and it sort of changed my life, really, because I realised that it was something that I could continue doing and a lifestyle change rather than a diet. And I've done every diet under the sun, all of it. Before I had her, I'd lost 8.5 stone doing a shake diet, doing light life. So I lost the weight, and as I started reintroducing food, my husband went on the diet and he lost 6 stone. So we were both sort of losing, I'd lost the weight, he was losing the weight, gave up smoking, and then fell pregnant. which was a bit of a shock, but obviously never looked back. And then I just piled the weight back on and more anything. Yeah. Before, when I was diagnosed, I was the heaviest that I've ever been, and it's a disgusting number that I was at for weights and for weight. Clothes size, I was big, but I've always carried my weight well, so if I were to sort of say what my clothes size never seemed as big as probably it should have been.
Okay.
So it was just really, really a horrible, horrible time. But then losing it now, and I've got a new life. I've started doing running. I've introduced Rosie to doing low sugar. And husband, not quite there yet with it. He eats the food that I eat, but we'll then have other stuff on top. But it is obviously really, really supportive. And obviously this group is sort of one of the best things that's happened.
So when you went to the doctors, I come back to this so many times in the workshops, what advice were you given about there?
So to be fair, the nurse was quite good, and she just said about doing this Mediterranean diet, so eating lower carb, fresh food, but food that was low fat as well.
Yeah.
So it wasn't what I was expecting, where they say, oh, loads of exercise and low fat food.
Yeah, 3 calories.
Yeah.
Eat less, do more.
Yeah, exactly. She was a bit better than that. She was saying about the Mediterranean. And when I went back after losing a bit of the weight and it reversed my diabetes, and I said I've been doing keto, she was like, oh, if it works for you, brilliant, carry on. So I know some people, their doctors and nurses sort of are very anti the lifestyle because of whatever reason.
Struggle with the idea.
Yeah, but mine was like, do it, carry on. It's working for you, so carry on and do it.
So this running lark that you've got into.
Yeah, I'm mad, absolutely mad. So I started at the first lockdown, I started doing Couch 5K.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think it must have been in one of the groups, people were talking about it. And David, my husband, was like, you can't run. There's no way you can run. And I was like, I am. And he's like, you're going to do yourself some damage. I'm not, it's fine. So I started it very slow. I think our first run, we went out together, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I think Rosie did the next 2 runs with me and then gave up. But then I just carried on doing it through lockdown. I think it was a chance to actually get out of the house and doing something. And I completed that, not within the set time they give, because there were some weeks I felt I just needed to go back a week. And I finished that. Oh, then my best friend decided to do it with me. So I slowed down so she could start.
You slowed down for
her. Well, I say run anyway now. I know we've talked about this in the group, but I do something called Japanese jogging. YouTube it. It's basically going really slow, really slow. But I'm doing it. It's moving faster than walking, just. So I completed it. And then I must admit, I sort of slowed down after I finished. When college went back, our gym opened. So I was doing it at the gym on the treadmill, but not as many times as I should. But then this week, my neighbour asked if I would start again and do it with her. So I'm starting it all over again. In the picture.
You're inspiring others already as well.
Well, exactly. I think she might be regretting it because he's already speeding ahead of me, but at least we're both out at 6:30 in the morning. So
that's dedication, getting out while it's still dark.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But I'm doing it and it's for a better lifestyle. So
So obviously when we met you, you'd already sort of started the journey, done the diabetes. Lost, so how much weight had you lost at that point?
At that stage, I think it was about 4 stone at that stage.
Yeah. So, because I remember sort of on the way back, obviously having only met you the once, and we were both like, wow, Gemma. Because we were like, we hope you join the group. That's the point we were sort of saying, we hope you sort of come to the group, because wow, what a story already. You've already done what most people, you know, struggle to do all of their life. You've already reversed it, lost, you know, some weight, so it's like brilliant.
It's a weird one because of the size that I started at, and I'm talking, and I'm not going to say because my family are going to watch. I was big. I should have really lost more, because some people, if they are my size and they go on a diet, they think, right, I'm going to lose more. But now it's that's not the point. I want to lose weight and I will be losing weight, but it's all the other stuff as well and all the other benefits that come with it. So since that time we met, I've only lost another 2 stone, which again, some people are like, wow. But for me,
it's great.
Yeah. And well, really, I should have been like, it's been over a year. I should have probably lost more, but it's fine. And I'm actually okay with the fact that it isn't more. When I did the diet before, I did it 6 months and lost the 8.5 stone. So compared to that, it's gone really, really slow.
Okay.
But I put all the weight back on. Whereas with this is a lifestyle change. And this is where it's
going. Yeah, it's not as if you're doing something that you're not going to do next year, the year after, the year after.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm losing sort of 1 or 2 pounds a week. So I was walking through work the other day, trying to do my maths in my head, going, well, if I am losing 1 pound a week, that's still in the year, 52 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's still...
Which is close to 4 stone.
Yeah, exactly. So in another year, another 4 stone, that'll be amazing. And I do have that plus more to lose, but I will get there and I will do it. I will.
So
I have to now. They'll be in part of the group.
Yeah, it's on record now. We'll revisit this in another year. So we're now 28th of November, 2020. put it in the diary, 28th of November, 2021. Book it out. Gemma's podcast, part 2. So again, one of the things that, I mean, even before we sort of ever thought about the idea of having ambassadors or anybody to sort of help us with the groups, you were already throwing in ideas about what we could offer within the groups. But it was great because obviously you're a teacher, but you're obviously very creative. What is it you actually teach then?
I work at a college, Further Education College, and I teach young people from the age of 16 to 25 who have learning or educational needs, and special educational needs, and then. We teach everything from English, maths, life skills, employability, healthy living. We teach everything, a really broad curriculum. So to keep my students interested, because a lot of the students have been kicked out of school, haven't got the grades that they wanted, we have to make things as fun and interactive as possible. So from an early age, I'm always... created like word searches and stuff like that for friends' children's. And I remember when I was at uni, I was 18 and had a boyfriend. I went round to his house and impressed the parents by creating word searches for his brothers and sisters and stuff like that. So I've always been, and my whole family are teachers, so it is a real sort of teacher environment I've always been in.
Now it's funny because obviously we have the new cookbook being launched tomorrow.
Yeah, exciting.
And as an ambassador, you've been helping us out get the books ready. And one of the key things that you did was the proofreading.
Oh my God. It's brilliant.
She stopped me wherever it was, a week or so ago, and she went, look what Gemma's done. And I was like, what? And it was like sheets and sheets of notes all highlighted and everything. She's like, this is brilliant.
It wasn't just me. At one stage, I had Rosie sitting one side of the table, David sitting this side, me at the head of the table, and we were all looking through the recipes because I did have to print them out.
I was joking that you got approved before I did because you printed off every page of the book.
I did. And my printer is now crying at me for more ink.
In colour, which I was like, why did you do that? Because the whole book is like every page is a different colour. And you were annotating with your colour pen.
When I proofread, I have to have it in front of me. It's one of them things I can't really do it on the screen. But I'm sorry if you...
It was great. It was perfect. I mean, it meant that obviously when you sort of doing the book, I mean, I didn't even sort of have anything to do with this book. This is all Ella and Michelle and then the rest of the ambassadors. The your abilities within the group, because this is one of the things when we were looking at, we needed to sort of have some support within sort of Keto Fitness Club. Your name was right at the top because it's like, if anyone's going to keep us organized, Gemma is.
Gemma.
It is like reporting to a teacher.
I am very bossy. I am,
It's not it's not bossy. It's the fact that we go, right, have we done this?
Have we done our work?
Did the dog eat it? Did RG eat it?
No, but I was flat packing some boxes yesterday to reuse, and he went and stole one and tore it up and shredded it in the front room. I'm like, I was using that. By the time I got around to get it off him, it was in bits. So I'm like, okay.
Wait till you get the puppy.
That'll be it's going to be an interesting few months while she settles in.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Right. Oh, anyway, sorry. This is all about you, not about us. I suppose the one thing to sort of say is that over the last year since you've gone, so 9 months now, what has sort of changed with you? What sort of changed for you?
The realization that it's a lifestyle and that it isn't a fad diet and that there's lots of other people that are benefiting from the lifestyle, and that it's something that I can continue, and it's something that you can do wherever you go in the world, wherever you go out for dinner, because we do go out a lot, and we like going to Michelin star restaurants very, very occasionally. I know that sounds
like hell. Yeah, that one quiet.
Special occasions. And David was saying to me that he was a bit worried because he was thinking that we're not going to be able to do that. And I was saying, I can. I'll just have the food, but I will probably just leave the potatoes and everything like that. But I don't miss it. And it won't take away from that experience or the fun of going to a posh restaurant.
Yeah.
And even if I do eat a potato or more carbs than I've eaten for a long time, I know that it will be a one-off and it won't get me into sort of a routine of eating bad again.
Have you always enjoyed cooking, baking, or is this, again, something that you do more often?
I wouldn't say enjoy it. I do it. We were just saying the other day that actually I've been cooking so much more since doing keto and since finding you guys, and with all your recipes, we don't eat any processed food now. Yeah. Before, dinner would have been coming in, getting a jar of pasta and sauce, putting it in the oven, putting loads of cheese on top, eating it with some garlic bread, and then having a dessert. Desserts were the big thing, having a dessert, and then getting indigestion for the rest of the night, sitting there, stuffed, feeling really horrible. But now everything is freshly cooked.
Yeah.
And we do enjoy our food. And some of the food I've had to sort of change to my taste because I never used to be really into hot spices.
Okay.
But now I enjoy it. I can handle it. Now we know how to cook a curry properly and stuff like that. I can now take my spice, not too much, but I can take some, and I'm enjoying trying all different types of food.
Because that Mwambe dish, is that reasonably spicy? Okay, isn't it?
If David had his way, it would be much spicier.
Yeah.
But you can change it to how the spice that you want. So yeah. I do. I mean, when you guys came round for dinner, I showed you all the chilies that David had.
Oh yeah, of course. I forgot. Yeah, dried ones.
Oh yeah. So he dries loads of chilies and then freezes them, and he would like to put in sort of a chili about that size, but literally I cut it down.
I've got them sort of in a tub but I'm almost scared to use them because I don't know how powerful they are.
They're powerful.
Yeah.
They are powerful. Yeah.
Right.
So I do So we do put chilli in, and then, but I just put sort of a small amount in because I don't really like it hot. I like it sort of hot now rather than hot.
So let's talk about your shadow. Rosie.
Hi.
So, hi, how you doing? Again, at the beginning of the year, we had no idea we were ever going to be asking Gemma and Chris and Dan and Sue and Michelle whether they'd sort of come on board as ambassadors and help us with the groups and everything that we put out. And then we met Rosie. Where did we meet you first? Was it at the gathering?
Yeah, in Gloucester.
But you'd already started to do some baking, hadn't you, in the group? I'm sure you'd actually sort of appeared a couple of times.
You've made a few bits, haven't you?
Yeah. I helped you bake bits and I joined like Michelle's Saturday classes.
That's where we first saw you on Michelle's kitchen session, yes. And we thought, what a brilliant idea. Mm-hmm. Somebody who actually wants to look at what she's sort of eating. How old are you, Rosie?
12. I'm going to be 13 in January.
Yeah. Wow. And you're already pretty damn confident in the kitchen now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be shy.
Just leave her to it.
Let's face it, Gemma, that's exactly what you need to do. Because these two don't get fed. They have to feed themselves. I only cook one meal a day. That's it. The rest of it is entirely down to them. Yeah, if they want feeding, they can go and sort themselves out. So go on, Rosie, tell me why. Why do you even think about making some of the desserts and stuff that we eat?
So first, I wanted to support mum and help her lose weight. But the reason I'm doing it is for a healthy lifestyle, cutting out the bad stuff that you don't need, like sugar. So that's basically why I did it.
I've got to ask, how does that work with you and your friends at school?
Most days I have a packed lunch and I just have some I have granola bars from the recipe book, and then I have those at lunch and then I don't get anything else. And then I come home and I have dinner, which mum makes. So tonight I had a fathead pizza.
Nice. So what do they think about you trying to keep your sugar levels down?
So they help me do it, and they try not to eat sugary stuff around me, and they're always I always force them to try the food I make, and I talk about it quite a lot. I think they're fed up of me.
As they say,
all our friends are, all my friends are fed up of it as well.
As they say, how do you know someone's keto? They'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is weird, because when I went keto, I didn't tell my friends.
No, actually, Ella hid it for a good year.
Yeah.
Really?
In fact, we had to sort of make some of the wraps and things look so bread-like, so they wouldn't notice a difference. So she was taking what would look like a normal lunch, and so no one would question it. Eventually, she got to the point where it didn't really matter, and she was taking in chicken thighs and...
Oh no, I never did that. Piece
of the chicken and salad.
Nah, I would always. That's Louis. Louis the other day, right? Took in a turkey breast chopped up and some cheese.
Fair enough.
Yeah, when I say Louis is the most carnivore out of a lot of us, including the dog.
That's what Louis does. His friends just look at him and go, "All right, then," because they seem as a bit of a gym rat at the moment.
Yeah.
But me, I would take in either the pancakes, or I'd make myself one of the stir-fry salads, or a wrap of some sort, cheese.
Right, well, there you go. It's the stir-fry salads I'm about. It's those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody else would take it in. They'd be taking in snacks.
You're jealous of that. I bet they were jealous of that, though, deep down.
But that's the thing. I regretted taking in pancakes, because every time I did, I only got half of them. Because I have a group of six, everyone would have one pancake, and I'd be there right, okay, so where's my lunch now?
You were even talking to one of your teachers about keto.
Yeah, I don't think you're doing that. Yeah, I because at the moment we're quarantining from teachers and stuff, I don't really have anyone to tell, so my friends hear most of it, so...
Don't worry, you've got a whole group full of people that listen to you, Rosie. Just come and talk to us lot. It's fine.
It's difficult though, because I find having to teach healthy living, I have decided, and luckily I've got a very supportive manager who's in the group, but it's very, I don't want to teach them about the food triangle or pyramid, the food pyramid or anything like that, because I don't think that's the right thing to do. So I've decided this year not to actually talk about food, and we're just going to focus on well-being.
Right.
Rather than the food side of things, because we don't have a curriculum set, so we don't have to follow something. But at school, when they're doing all their cooking sessions, it is all very carby food. So you have
to of course it will be. It's the fill in the eat well plate.
Yeah.
So it's a third of the eat well plate, which I think is just like mad, because you don't need it. And we had to make like pizza and bread in class, and I was just like, the amount of like carbs in this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. You still ate it then?
Yeah.
However, and this is again sort of one of the great things about you is that both of you is that the reason why we do this is to actually sort of encourage other families to do exactly the same, because we know that, you know, I want to say kids, you know, our children do not need the level of sugar, certainly, that is predominantly fed to them.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just not necessary. And, you know, again, we've got to try and make food fun. And that's the whole, again, about getting back in the kitchen, is making food a little bit fun. It doesn't matter if it goes wrong. You know, it doesn't look quite M&S style, you know, whatever. As long as, you know, you have a bit of fun making it, and, you know, there's loads of fun to be had in a kitchen. It's just people tend to sort of worry too much that they're not going to be very, very good at it.
Yeah. I mean, Rosie is very artistic and very...
Yeah, I've seen your layer cake. Your layer cake is great.
Yeah, and she's very creative as well. So she also has obviously got it from me. No, she hasn't. I'm not very artistic or anything. Her dad is, but she loves to cook and she enjoys other people eating her food and trying her food. I think that's where she came up with the recipe that's in your.
I was just a second as to where Ella to find it.
It went to the wrong book to start with.
I don't know what these recipes are in. I've not had any hand in them. So just for anyone, hang on. So that Rosie's recipe in our Christmas guide. So she now has her own recipe in one of the books. So thank you very much, Rosie, for that.
You're welcome.
More than what I've got. Mine didn't get in.
Did yours get cut? Is yours on the floor somewhere?
You have to give up the recipe.
Oh, sorry, you lost your place to Christmas pudding. All right, well, you'll have to start the next one then, Gemma.
To be fair, it was Gemma's idea to have 25 recipes in there.
Right, okay.
If I said that, I would have had 26.
It's fine, I'll just go in the next one. I'll have a whole book. I'll do my own book.
You better get busy writing one then.
What did you mean?
We're all out of recipes at the moment. Everything's been dumped into a book now, I think.
Oh, no, I'm sure between all the group, you'll be able to get loads. You can have members group.
Like I say, there's always random. Did you see my, and this will make the podcast, did you see my Zumble this evening?
What was that? I saw the picture. It looked green.
Green?
Is it not green? It looked green, I thought.
It's not green.
What was it?
It's a fruit crumble.
No,
but it's got a secret ingredient that makes it a zumble.
Zucchini.
Yeah. I sent it to Ross to annoy him.
That's why it's green.
It's not green at all.
Courgette in it.
It's red. I think it's just a dodgy picture.
Wait, calling my picture dodgy. Well,
you wouldn't let me take one of a mobile phone. So. Right, so let's get back to you being our ambassador and in the group and keeping us all under control. Gemma is the one that says, have we done this? What do you want for Keto Fitness Club? What's your idea about what we where we should go?
I would love, and we will talk. Write this down. And I used to do. It no longer runs in the UK, but I used to do Pampered Chef.
Do you know what? I heard you talking about this a couple of days ago, yeah. And when you were talking about it, the others were like, "No, I've no idea. I know exactly what you mean. I never got any of that stuff. Yeah. I know somebody that used to do it, and I've seen her kitchen. It's like, wow, that is stunning."
Yeah. So I did it, and I actually signed up a day before the email came round to say it was closing in the UK.
Oh my!
Which was brilliant for me because I got loads of free stuff.
Right, okay.
Because they felt really
on
bad.
A business basis, it's not great, but on a personal basis.
But for me personally, it's brilliant. My kitchen's full of stuff. But I did about 2 months of going around to people's houses, showing them the products, loving the products, blooming expensive, but they were good.
Yeah, but I mean, they'll last forever. Their pans and stuff will never wear out.
Yeah, exactly. So I would love to see Keto Fitness Club a bit like Pampered Chef, where you go round to someone's house and they have a party where they invite all their friends and you cook along with them some keto food so they can try the keto food.
So it's basically bringing the Couch to Keto workshops, but it's not just us.
Houses, but you can also do, maybe if there's some products and stuff like that further down the line, you sell that as well to the people. You have like a brochure and they can order things.
Yeah, you've always got the books, haven't you? And
yeah, exactly. So you're introducing keto to some a host and their friends. And that's like,
when I heard you say that, I was like, that's brilliant. So we have keto coaches all around the country.
Yeah, yeah. So that is my that's my business plan for you.
Right, okay.
Write it down. Copyright.
So when we finally get out of lockdown, whichever number we end up with, you'll have to be the first one then, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, come.
It's exactly how we started. We used to bring people here. Have you made any of Rosie? Have you made any of the breads yet or anything like that, or has it just been cakes?
Just cake. Mum makes the bread, and then I do the rest.
You do the microwave cookies, one of your favourites.
Oh, yeah. And
also, oh, yeah, no, I've seen you do that one, haven't I? Yes.
And the mug cake, the vanilla mug cakes, and the lava cake.
Yeah, everyone loves a lava cake. But we might have to revisit something you said a few minutes ago about you started the 5K, Couch to 5K together, but then Rosie didn't complete it.
Rosie's like, hang on, I didn't sign up.
Yeah. Rosie's about to fall off the bench and disappear. So, Rosie.
So Mum was doing it in the afternoon, which I was completely fine with, and we were going to like our local like country park. And
yeah, but what's wrong with 6:30 in the morning?
That's the thing. She started doing it in the morning, and I didn't want to wake up early. Like I hate waking up early. So yeah, I just didn't do it.
Right. We'll have to set you a little challenge for next year, then, won't we?
But I am walking to school. It's like in half an hour walk, and like it's very hilly, so like kind of balances out. So
she does. When everything gets back open, she's a fencer, and she does fencing.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so she'll be going back to doing her fencing.
Cool.
So that will give her her exercise.
I've had one go at fencing, absolutely rubbish at it. I did it with girl guides.
Oh, okay. I was going to make a really dad joke then and say there was a fence outside you can go and play with.
Oh, you get that all the time.
It's so annoying. Look, everyone says it. Everyone.
Rosie won. Was it the under...
Hold on, can I say this? I feel proud to say this. I am one of the top three in Essex.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Under 12.
That,
under
12. No, it was...
Under 10.
Yeah, when I was under 10, I was one of the top three.
And she did it with a broken arm.
That wasn't that competition. Oh, okay, but, you can say that. I did get first in that competition.
You did get first in that competition.
Well, I expect you to be sort of, you know, in the top three of under 16s wearing a keto fitness t-shirt.
Do we need to get a special fencing game?
Yeah, we'll get you a fencing logo done. We'll get you a logo.
I should love that.
Yeah? Right, there you go. You crack on with that and I'll get you the logo made. Right, well, from us, thank you very much for both of you, because you bring so much to Keto Fitness Club and to the groups and to all of the other members. Loads of ideas, loads of fun. You certainly keep us on our toes. I think, you know, again, that meeting you in February was just a stroke of luck for us, really, because it inspired us to do more.
Yeah, same to you guys. No, thank you, because I think without you, I don't think I would have given up, but I definitely would not be where I am now, and will not. It's given me that accountability to continue. And yeah, you just sort of peer pressured me now to.
In a nice way, Gemma.
In a nice way. But no, yeah, thank you for doing it. And thank you for letting me sort of bring Rosie along beside me. But
again,
but we need to have a meet-up without the children. Not you, Ella. I mean, without Rosie.
you can't leave your boss at home anymore, can you?
She's over
18,
it's fine.
Yeah, no. I get told to go to bed nowadays. She doesn't wait for me. She's like, Dad, just go to bed. I'm working. Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll see you. Oh, are you joining a PT session tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow. Okay. Half nine, isn't it?
Half nine, yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not doing the first one?
I guess although we are doing a double.
No, I might watch. I'll give it a little go. And I'll get Rosie up as well.
Yeah. Rosie, 9:30. Body weight, PT.
Brilliant.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Right.
See ya.